AI is stepping into mental health care, and that feels like a moment full of promise, but also a lot of risk.
Exactly. The central argument is that AI can help close the gap between mental health need and access, but it should not replace human therapists or clinical judgment.
For people dealing with anxiety, depression, insomnia, trauma, grief, or chronic stress, this is really about well-being, safety, and hope, not just convenience.
That matters because mental health care has long been limited by cost, geography, stigma, and even discomfort with clinic-based treatment.
AI can help reduce some of those barriers by offering immediate, low-friction support, including at odd hours when symptoms feel especially intense.
It can provide structured exercises, mood tracking, cognitive reframing tools, and a non-judgmental space for people to organize their thoughts.
The text points to several common uses, like chat-based support, mood and symptom tracking, personalized recommendations, clinical decision support, and accessibility or language support.
Those tools may help users notice patterns, practice coping skills, and receive tailored suggestions such as breathing exercises, mindfulness prompts, journaling questions, or psychoeducation resources.
In clinical settings, AI might also help professionals review data, flag risk factors, and identify areas that need closer attention.
The main benefits are accessibility, consistency, and personalization.
AI can make support easier to start, especially for people who are not ready for therapy, cannot afford it, or feel intimidated by professional help.
It can also support the work that happens between therapy sessions with reminders, reflection prompts, behavioral experiments, and skill-building exercises.
Because mental health patterns are often subtle, AI can help people connect triggers, routines, sleep, social contact, and emotional states in ways memory alone might miss.
However, the text emphasizes that AI in mental health carries serious risks.
Mental health data is deeply sensitive, so privacy and data security are critical.
Users should know how their information is stored, who can access it, whether it is shared with third parties, and whether it is used to train models.
Bias is another major concern.
AI systems learn from data that may reflect historical inequalities, and a model trained mainly on one demographic group may misunderstand other people's experiences, cultural expressions of distress, or contextual needs.
In mental health, even small misunderstandings can lead to harmful recommendations.
A third risk is over-reliance on automation.
AI can be a helpful companion, but it is not a substitute for human care, crisis intervention, or professional evaluation.
Severe, worsening, or safety-related symptoms require appropriate human support.
The line between useful digital support and dangerous overreach has to be clear.
The text argues that responsible AI in mental health depends on design and governance, not just technological capability.
Human oversight is essential. Clinicians should remain central to diagnosis, treatment planning, and safety decisions, while consumer tools should clearly explain what they can and cannot do.
Transparency is also necessary so users can understand how a tool works, what it recommends, and why.
Mental health tools should be clinically validated by measuring real-world outcomes, such as improved mood, reduced symptom severity, increased help-seeking behavior, and stronger long-term coping.
Ethical design should respect autonomy, reduce stigma, avoid manipulation, prioritize safety, and protect vulnerable populations.
For individuals considering AI-powered mental health tools, the summary recommends a cautious approach.
Choose tools that are clear about their purpose.
Use them as a supplement to self-care, not as a replacement for professional help when needed.
Pay close attention to data practices and honestly assess whether the tool is actually helping or merely filling time.
The final takeaway is that AI will not replace the human side of mental health care.
Empathy, trust, and lived understanding remain central to healing.
AI's value lies in removing obstacles to support, making tools more accessible, personalized, and consistent, and helping people understand their own patterns.
If privacy is protected, bias is addressed. Safety comes before convenience, and human accountability remains intact. AI can become one of the most meaningful applications of the technology. Better support for people during some of the hardest moments of their lives.